Ray felt the anger rising. For too long, she had allowed Unkar to cheat her out of the portions she deserved. She was about to say as much when Unkar surprised her with a question.
But what about the droid?
He asked. What about him? Unkar stroked his fleshy chin with a smirk.
I'll pay for him.
BB-8 beeped furiously in protest. But Ray couldn't stop herself from asking, how much?
60 portions.
Ray was stunned. That was more food than she had ever seen in her life. With all that food, she could stop living in uncertainty, worrying about scavenging enough parts for a decent meal. With that food saved up, she could start planning for a future. She reached down and gently flipped a switch behind BB-8's head. The droid immediately powered down, his beeping silenced for the moment. 100 portions, Ray said with more confidence than she felt. That wiped the smirk off Unkar's face. He stared intently at Ray, but she defiantly held his gaze.
100 portions it is.
Ray couldn't believe Unkar had agreed. It had been too easy. As Unkar gathered the ration packets together, he couldn't resist adding,
certain parties have been asking about a droid like that. I'd like to think this exchange will be good for both of us.
He offered the packets to her. All she had to do was reach out and take them, and she wouldn't have to worry about food for a very, very long time. Ray made the mistake of looking down at BB-8's still form. She could just imagine his indignant beeping, asking how she could even consider selling him to that disgusting traitor. And the parties Unkar was hoping to trade BB-8 to were surely no good. They were friends with Unkar, after all. Ray made the decision that would change her life forever. Actually, the droid's not for sale. She reached down and reactivated BB-8. As Ray had expected, the droid beeped out a series of angry accusations. Ray silenced him with a look and turned back to Unkar.
Sweetheart, we already had a deal,
he raged. She shrugged. Conditions have changed.
You can't afford to say no. Without me, you have nothing. You are nothing.
The droid, Ray repeated, is not for sale. She glared fiercely at Unkar until he flinched and looked away. It felt good to finally stand up to the swindling traitor. She motioned to BB-8, and together, the pair walked into the crowded streets of the market. Unkar watched them go, his hooded eyes bulging in disbelief. Then he picked up a communicator and spoke into the rusted speaker.
I have a job for you,
he said, and slammed down the comm. Nobody spoke to Unkar Plutt like that without facing the consequences.